Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast for hormonal mamas who want to reclaim their own natural state of health to thrive and raise healthy kids. I'm Dr. Lisa Weeks, naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Canada. I'm a perimenopausal mama to my toddler named Stuart.
And I'm Dr. Toni Reed. I'm a naturopathic doctor, birth doula, and hypnobirthing educator in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little girl, Frankie. The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute professional medical advice. Always consult with your licensed healthcare provider. Welcome back, everyone, to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast. This is Dr. Toni, and I'm with Dr. Lisa.
Yay!
And we are in a celebratory mood, celebrating the end of this year, celebrating the end of 2022, thank goodness. And we're wanting to really start to focus on also welcoming 2023. So this will be a bit of a two-part episode. We really want to do some reflection and really do some successful reflection, celebration, and acknowledgement of the past year so that we can then look ahead in a new and fresh way.
I think it's so important to do, right? Because a lot of times we have these wins, we have these successes, and it's like, okay, what's left to do? We don't even sit back. We don't pause. We don't acknowledge everything we've been through, even the challenges and how we've overcome it. So I think this is a good yearly exercise to do. So in this episode, we're going to reflect on 2022, you know, the wins, the challenges, et cetera. And then in an episode we'll release early January, we'll be about looking ahead to 2023. You know, what do we want to get out of the year? What do we want to invite into our life? So I think these are great exercises that you can, you know, get a pen and paper and jot down what comes to your mind as well.
Yes. And, you know, I have to admit that I don't tend to spend the time to kind of reflect and go over, you know, kind of past successes and acknowledgements and even things to learn. And probably truthfully, Lisa, I don't know if I'd be doing this episode if it wasn't for you. So thanks for the push.
Well, I'll have to actually thank Gretchen Rubin. I was listening to her Happier podcast, and they were doing their kind of recap of 2022, kind of what they had set the intention for, what their word was for the year, which we'll talk about too. So I was like, oh, let's do something like that. And I think we did something similar in 2021. I thought it was last year, but you corrected me. So it wasn't for 2022, but we actually, you know, picked some words that we wanted to have on the forefront of our mind for 2021. And we'll get to that after, but we'll first reflect on some questions that you came across, right, Toni?
Yeah. And actually, and this is thanks to Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty has, again, kind of an amazing podcast, really looking at, you know, living an intentional life. And so with a recent podcast of his, he had 7 questions to successfully reflect on 2022. So thanks, Jay Shetty. We're just going to go through some of these questions ourselves. And the first question being, what is the challenge you've overcome this year?
Yes. You go. You want to go first, Toni?
You go ahead, Lisa. Okay. Share.
Yes. So I love being a facilitator for the Wild Collective, but launching a group is a lot of work. It's worth it in the end, but you have to like market, you have to put yourself out there, reach out to people, connect, be, you know, persistent and consistent. And I launched 2 Wild Collectives this year. So that always, you know, adds a lot of extra work on my plate, but I got some amazing women in the group. So that was awesome. But of course, the timing whenever I do my masterclasses or info sessions for the Wild Collective tends to fall in a time period where Stuart gets sick. So a lot of times we're juggling him being home. I'm trying to get things going for the webinar or the presentation and for the launch. So I think a lot of people can relate, right? The challenges is juggling all the things at the same time, having it all on your plate at the same time, and like trying to figure out how you're going to navigate that. too. And then another challenge was a mental challenge of doing cold showers every day. So I started, I can't even remember now if it was last December or the December before. That's how messed up I am with time. But I've had a daily cold shower. I think there was a day or two when I had COVID in, you know, April, end of April, where I didn't do it because I didn't have a shower because I was in bed. But I stuck with that and then added in the occasional like lake or icy lake cold plunge as well. So those were some of the challenges I overcame. And, you know, it always makes you feel good when you do something that seems so daunting and then you get through it. Tony, I'd love to hear about yours. What's your challenge you've overcome this year?
Definitely a big theme for this year in terms of challenge was viruses. So, and multiple viruses. So again, that challenge of a piece of just accepting and not feeling the need to try and push through it or deny it or ignore it or avoid it. You know, there was, you know, again, COVID in January for us, again, other viruses in the spring, the return of COVID in the fall, a little bit of flu, a little bit of cold viruses. It's absolutely been the theme for this year, and just a huge challenge in terms of not only, you know, what does it mean when I've been sick, but then what does it mean, you know, when I'm taking care of Frankie and, you know, when Davin is sick and all of those pieces, and just really also taking the time to support the healing process and just what your immune system needs to do, because there's always going to be viruses. So we just got, again, hit with a few different ones. So that's been definitely the challenge that I've overcome this year.
Well, you're going to enter 2023 with like the strongest immune system because of all of that.
Lots of antibodies, lots of different antibodies floating around my body now.
It's going to be a good year, 2023, Tony.
Exactly. And I always make a point of like knocking on wood because I don't want to jinx myself with that one. But number two question, what's a surprise you've dealt with? Lisa.
Yeah, there's been different family members that have had different health challenges. And surprisingly, I handled it better than I thought. Like, you know, I used to go down the worry hole, the like all the what ifs, but I felt like I handled it in stride and, you know, answered their questions if they had any for me. Not that I was the expert in some of these areas, but, you know, didn't get too involved unless I was asked. So that was a surprise just to see different family members go through some health challenges. But knock on wood, everybody came out on the other side and are doing amazing. So I'm really happy with that. And Tony, what's a surprise you've dealt with?
Oh, well, I'm glad that everyone's on the other side of it for your family, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess a surprise that the biggest surprise that I dealt with this year that I really didn't expect, and maybe I was just getting ahead of myself, but actually getting COVID for the second time. And that was actually a really I guess since it was fairly recent as well, for me, was a really great exercise in acceptance and not just pushing through, but really just saying, okay, this is what this is. And I'm choosing to really take the time to support healing instead of, you know, just pushing through. Now, thankfully, getting COVID for the second time was so much easier than getting it the first time. It really was like a mild cold. And actually, even the reason why it was more of a choice to just kind of, again, take the time to slow down and to heal was because it did take me a while to actually test positive. So at first I was testing negative and it just seemed like a cold, but I had a feeling it was COVID. So that's where, you know, sure, I could have just pushed through and I didn't have
any kind of mandate or anything telling me that I needed to stay home or couldn't do anything. But it was just, you know, for myself and for people around me as well. I just didn't feel the need that anything was that important that I needed to just go, you know, to go out and spread it around. But instead, I could just really, again, stay home and support my own health. So that was different for me in terms of just, again, allowing myself, giving myself that permission to take care of myself, which was really actually kind of great. So
I know as moms, we don't always allow ourselves that time or, you know, we still keep trying to do all the things. So amazing, Tony. Let's celebrate that. And I think our listeners need to hear that too, right? Because some people are sick and they kind of just feel guilty because they're like, I should be doing this. So they're not dedicating their energy to recovery. There's a lot of energy going to guilt. But I think it's great if you could just say, that's it. I'm letting go. I'm just doing the bare minimum and that's it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a really great thing to experience. And that's, again, something that I like to talk with, my patients and other women that I support is just, do you need to have all of that heavy emotion around it of the shoulds? And are you shoulding on yourself? Stop shoulding on yourself. So now the third question is, what is something you bought this year?
Yeah, I guess there's two ends of the spectrum. So I was getting essential oils delivered to my house monthly, which was amazing. So I'd get different ones each month and try different oils, whether it was to diffuse, to take orally, to use topically. So that was like a nice luxury there. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I was buying more used clothes, toys, books, board games, because I'm just starting to become more aware of my environmental footprint. And then also, Stuart's growing so quick, I commonly go to Value Village to see what shoes and boots they have. And one day I was like, let me see what they have for me. So I was like, wow, there's a really good one where near close to where I live. And they seem to have some really good stylish brands and clothing that look almost brand new. So I'm like, great, I can take care of shopping. Like I've gone to 10 different stores, but it's all at Value Village. So I've been buying a lot more used things. So that's been pretty fun too. I think I'm turning into a bit of a, what is it like? A thrifter or a vintage shopper, I guess you could say.
That's awesome, Lisa. Tony, next, recycling that way.
Recycling,
right?
Exactly. And we always give back to Value Village. So it's just nice to have that circle of giving and receiving. So Tony, what have you bought this year?
Now, this isn't something that I've bought yet. It's something I've borrowed from a good friend and colleague of mine, but it is the Apollo Neuro. And I know we've had a previous episode where we talked about tracking and different technology that you can use to get some health markers. So the Apollo Neuro is a wearable vibrational technology. Now it doesn't measure anything, but that's where they actually, it's almost kind of like a Fitbit where you, or a wristwatch where you strap this, this device around your wrist. And it has different settings for different vibrations to really help to relax the nervous system and support health and healing. So, you know, it has a mode for, meditation and mindfulness. It has a sleep mode. It has a relax mode. It has even a social and open mode. When you're interacting with other people, what really kind of intrigued me was I saw that they had, done a study, and connected with the Aura Ring, which Lisa, I believe you have one as well. Mm-hmm. We talked about in our tracking episode, and it showed that people who use the Apollo Neuro daily for a few hours found a reduction or an increase in their deep sleep, a reduction in anxiety as well. So I was really interested in that. And so I've been playing around with that. I found that when I started to use the mindfulness setting more, actually my heart rate variability increased, which is, again, kind of one of those cool measurements that it relates to stress and relates to kind of your nervous system mode. And something that that at least my Oura Ring keeps telling me that I need to work on, and I know that I need to work on too. So it's interesting. I've borrowed it and I haven't bought it yet, but I know it will be something that I will invest in for myself because I've found that it's, again, really interesting to use. I even took a few days break from it, started to use it again. I had saw that the amount of deep restorative sleep that I was getting had decreased. So I put it on again last night and then checked my deep sleep rating. And I had over 2 hours of deep sleep with my sleep last night, even though my sleep wasn't perfect and it wasn't the greatest, but it was like good quality sleep. So I was like, okay, yes. I'm excited about the Apollo Neuro. So
Amazing. I'll have to check that out. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, next question, number four, what's the best book or podcast that you've read or listened to this year?
Yeah, so I'll pick two. So one was The Untethered Soul. So this was an Audible book by Michael Singer. And it talks about how to be free of kind of the ego, of being, you know, a slave to your thoughts and your limitations. Yeah, it's just so inspiring to listen to the way he speaks or the way it's written. And I would recommend that for everybody. So just looking at, you know, you're not your thoughts. It's things you've heard, but you just hear it in different ways and different examples and different analogies. So that was super cool. And then there was a great episode on Brené Brown's podcast. I think it's Unlocked. It's called where she's talking about her book, The Atlas of the Heart, where she discusses all the different emotions. I think there's something like 84 different emotions and, you know, just putting words to kind of feelings that maybe we weren't quite aware existed or how they were slightly different from other emotions was so eye-opening. And, you know, she even talked about, you know, envy versus jealousy. Like envy is when you want something that somebody else has, whereas jealousy is like you're feeling like your relationship is threatened. Like if, you know, a third person is coming in and they're getting the attention. So it's just interesting to kind of tease out the differences between different emotions, positive and negative, because if we don't have the words for them, how can we actually, you know, explain how we're feeling? We can get misunderstood a lot. So that was really interesting to me. And Tony, what was the best book, podcast you read or listened to? Of course, ours is in there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course. And I've also read, and actually I don't think I've even quite gotten to the end of the book yet, but The Myth of Normal by Dr. Gabor Mate, which is just a really amazing book that really delves into the mind-body connection for health and how our physical health is really impacted by the experiences that we have, but also even the kind of decisions that we make and how we feel about what happens to us when we're young. Even again, the idea of intergenerational trauma as well. And again, how, you know, different stressors, even a lack of connection in terms of relationships can lead to illness and a number of different illnesses, whether it is autoimmune disease or cancer or heart disease. And so that I just find that information and the fact that we know that there is research that that shows this is the case. And this book is just really amazing at bringing all of this information together. And towards the end, he does talk about really working with a healthy expression of emotion to really promote healing, no matter kind of what we experienced in our lives. So that's something that's absolutely a huge interest for me, in terms of really bringing that full breadth of healing, not just looking at kind of some of those, again, physical modalities and the idea of physical health when it comes to naturopathic medicine, but also, again, really harnessing the power of the mind to work for us instead of fighting against us.
I'm going to add that to my holiday reading. I know you brought it up in a previous episode, mm-hmm. and it's been at the back of my mind. So I'm glad you brought it up again, but thank you for sharing. Absolutely. That's a good one.
And it's a fairly long book. So whether you want to read it or listen to the audiobook, either way, it's definitely a great pick. So
awesome.
Yes. Now, next question, number five, what are your blind spots for next year?
Yes. Yeah. So I've actually been trying to bring these to my mind or to the front of my vision, I guess, if I'm explaining it properly, but working on my finances. Like, I'm not really intentional about, you know, looking at where my money is going, where do I want to put it? And one of my intentions, it might've been for 2021, was setting aside half an hour every working day to pay attention to my finances and just learn about investing and just analyzing, you know, all of those, you know, what I'm making, what I'm spending, etc. And I started off doing it and then I didn't. But over the last like several weeks, I think because I, you know, was starting to think the year was wrapping up, although it was probably from 2021, but you know, it's been hanging over my head since then. I've been looking at, yeah, like, why am I paying for two Zoom accounts when I only need one? Or do I really need this app? Or just paring down the expenses a little bit and just being more aware of my money, where my money's going, even for the different savings accounts, tax-free savings, RSPs, etc. So moving forward, I'll probably talk about this in January, but I want to really have a strategy around maybe having a finance Friday or setting aside a little bit of time every day just to stay on top of that. And Tony, what are your blind spots for next year?
Oh, you know, I'm definitely with you in terms of looking at finances and budget. I think that's kind of been a blind spot for a while. While, again, I have a sense of what's going on, oftentimes I've just been like, you know, burying my head in the sand when it comes to really looking at examining what's going in and what's coming in and what's going out in terms of finances. And also, again, kind of, you know, working with household budgets and that kind of thing. So that's definitely what I want to put on the forefront for next year, as well as really continuing to look at working on, you know, making sure that I'm meeting my personal needs and looking at my boundaries and how I can really also model that for, you know, my patients and the other women that I support as well. So those are definitely things that will be in the forefront for next year that I will continue to work on.
Amazing.
Yeah. So then number six, what made you happiest this year? Lisa.
Oh, yes. We actually had one of the best winters this past year because Stuart's now at the age where he's learning to ski, he's skating, we can toboggan on hills that are scary for us with him. So we're able to see the world through his eyes, just get out and have fun. And we actually, you know, we're fairly healthy over the winter. So we got out skiing on the weekends. He was in some lessons. Pete was learning to skate, which is amazing because he didn't grow up skating. So we were doing all of these activities as a family. So just looking at, yeah, the winter can be long here in Canada and cold and dark, but there's ways to enjoy it. And even getting out and doing those cold plunges in the lakes were amazing because it was just so serene and peaceful. There's so much stillness in the snow up at the cottage. I just saw winter from a different perspective this year. So I think that's what made me happiest. And Tony, what about you?
Yeah, again, this year has been a little challenging, a little tough with the viruses and everything. There's, you know, what made me happiest, especially kind of getting over those kind of viruses and even, taking more time to really work on myself and my healing. I'll definitely be sharing more about that in the next episode, but it was interesting because sometimes it's the simplest things, like even you said, in terms of really embracing winter for you, Lisa. But really, when I think of like the one moment that made me the happiest this year, it was actually just even receiving a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Davin and Frankie for my birthday. And it was just... it just was really touching and even made me realize the fact that I just was so emotional in receiving them that, yeah, that again, it had been really challenging this year. Also, even thinking back, what really made me the happiest were the times that I could just like let go, have fun, and you know, kind of play with Davin and Frankie without having to think of, you know, to-do lists or, you know, what hadn't gotten done or what needed to get done, but just to, again, be with them. So yeah, that made me the happiest this year.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And sorry to hear it was such a challenging year, but 2023 is going to be way better for you. I just know it.
2023. Looking forward to it. So now, and then this really lends to the last question, the question number 7 to think about is, who's the person you couldn't have gotten through this year without?
Well, I think we have similar answers. So definitely Pete, since he's been working from home. And even before that, he's been a very involved parent. He takes on a lot of the household chores. He loves shopping and cooking and all of those things. So, and then just his emotional support too, with all the ups and downs. So I feel like we have a nice tight team with me, Pete, and Stuart. And Stuart provides a lot of the comedic relief a lot of the times, right? Where we could just laugh and have fun, as you mentioned, Tony, before, and just to see things from different eyes and a different perspective, and to remember, you know, what's really important in life is being together, having fun. That's really key. So definitely Pete and Stuart is a close second. And Tony, how about you? Who's helped you get through this tough year?
Oh, for sure. It would have to be Davin. I mean, I think even before the pandemic, I couldn't imagine, you know, being a parent solo. So I'm really grateful to have a partner and a great dad for Frankie. And again, just, to have a great team. And that's, you know, between me and Davin, and again, Frankie being our close second, as the person that I, you know, couldn't have gone through this year without, in terms of that companionship and support and partnership. And again, just like fun and adventure. That's really important for our family. So it's really wonderful to have those people in your life, that, you know, you love and sometimes drive you crazy too.
True. All of the above, right?
Yes.
So I think this is a great exercise for the listeners to go through. So you can jot down the questions if you hadn't already. We'll put them in the show notes and then you can answer those. Give yourself time. And then in the early January episode, we'll share what we're wanting to invite into the coming year. And we even like to think about a word or two that we can use to have as an intention. I mentioned mine from 2021 was wonder and light. And I feel like I did have a lot of that with seeing the world through Stuart's eyes, getting out in nature a lot, all of those great things, walking every day, just sitting in silence. So I feel like I invited those in and I'm still trying to figure out which words I'm going to pick for 2023. But what words have you used in the past, Tony?
Definitely. I mean, my word for 2021 was nurture. That really still kind of resonates for me now in terms of again, really that self-care and being able to give to others from a full cup. That really speaks to me right now. And who knows? We'll see what other words will pop up for 2023.
Yeah, it'll be fun to do. So stay tuned for the episode in January. But I think this was a good kind of recap reflection on 2022. And then we can, I think, move on to the next part. Are we ready, Tony, to get to the super mom moment, the mama mess up and the mama must have? Okay, great. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. So I can do the super mom moment. Yes. So Pete and I are hosting Christmas this year, and it always feels daunting. It's like usually between 12, 14, 15. People. And we haven't done as much hosting over the pandemic, then meaning the house has accumulated a lot of clutter and, you know, the fridge has gotten, you know, haven't cleaned it for a while, or the cupboards are kind of jam packed and hard to find certain things. So a few weeks ago, I started to break it down. And on the weekends or an hour at night, I just do a little bit of work to try to declutter, to tidy things up, to get things ready for the Christmas party. So I felt like I broke it up into small bite-sized chunks, potentially, you know, hour of power is something that we use here too. So just like, let's do something for an hour, whatever we get done. And then, you know, we'll pick up another hour of power when we have the time. And I'm using the mantra good enough. So I'm like, yeah, I want to make a gingerbread house, but it's not going to happen this year because that takes a lot of extra time. But I still made gingerbread cookies. And that was, you know, because I wanted to, and it was fun. It's not, I'm not doing the things because this is what we do. I'm doing the things because this is what we want to do, and this is where we want to put our energy. So I'm not going to burn myself out. I'm saying this now, and you know, this is Monday right before Christmas. So talk to me on Thursday or Friday this week. But you know, I have a couple of days off at the end of the week to just focus on getting things ready for the party so I can actually enjoy it, because I do love that anticipation. And so far, I have been enjoying it after I've got those kind of annoying tasks off the list. So that's my super mom moment.
That's great, Lisa. I love that mantra of good enough, and how you're really intentionally putting that towards your planning for the holidays and hosting Christmas. So good
thanks,
for you.
That's Tony. Awesome. And I know you're doing such an amazing job. Can you think of a mama mess up though?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's kind of a usual mode of operating over Christmas time, but then especially since, again, we've been hit with a few different viruses in my household, I'm leaving a lot of kind of Christmas gifts and even just organizing, you know, kind of to the last minute. We were really planning and even talking in the summer about kind of budget and setting aside money and just like really prepping for Christmas early. And that just really didn't happen. But again, we have a few things, but truthfully, like when I look at it, I'm like, we keep asking ourselves, you know, who's going to get this, and what are we getting for this person? It's like, well, there's these possibilities, but nothing's really been decided yet. And we have a few days. I'm sure it'll all work out.
I know you'll get it done, Tony. So yeah, you have a good reason. There's been so many illnesses. So yeah, it's only Monday. You still have several days. You're gonna get it done.
You know, it's, and like I said, it's not unusual because I have been known to actually go to the mall on December 24th. So, you know.
Yeah, that might be part of, you know, the Christmas spirit for you.
It just might be a tradition, and I might just be fine with that too.
For sure. Yeah. You do it the way you want to. So you're exactly still doing a great job. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. So Lisa, what's your mama must have for this week?
Yeah, I'll share. I made some good, in quote, sugar cookies. It's made with Lakanto monk fruit sweetener. They're really good. I really like them. So I made those. Stuart helped me too. And then I made some paleo gingerbread cookies too. That usually I use the recipe to make the gingerbread house. But, and then I'm going to buy some pre-made icing from Hype Food Co., which is a local vegan bakery near us, so that you can buy like pre-made kind of icing packages. So I'm just going to buy that to decorate the cookies, because I think I'm done with the cookies and the baking for now. I've got to focus my energies elsewhere. But yeah, they're really delicious, always a hit. So I'll share those. And Tony, what's your mama must have?
Those sound amazing, Lisa. And my mama must have for this week, given kind of the viruses that we have been going through the house, and we've been drinking lots of different herbal teas and combinations to help with throats and coughs and everything and our immune systems. We're going through a lot of local honey, and I'm a big fan of local honey. It's, again, it just has, so many extra nutrients. And again, the fact that I can support local businesses, support local bee populations, which is just, again, kind of crucial for, you know, our overall ecology and diversity of different plants. And so, yeah, and there, it's tasty as well. So it helps the tea go down.
Yum.
Oh, absolutely. So let's see what else is happening that we can share with everyone. My next hypnobirthing session for expecting parents to support their natural instincts around labor and birth and to look to decrease fear and anxiety is happening next month. So you can go to hypnobirthingcalgary.com/register. And of course, Lisa, your new Facebook group, Wild Woman Adventures Toronto, is happening. So you can connect there with other women, push yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that was a meetup, but that I'm like, why am I paying for a meetup when I could just have it as a Facebook group? So if you heard meetup in the past, it's now a Facebook group.
Amazing, Lisa. Look free. At that.
Yes.
Simplifying. Amazing. So amazing. Awesome. And it still sounds amazing.
Thank you.
So if you're in the Toronto area, you can check that out and connect with women and do some really cool activities with Dr. Lisa. So thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Again, you can find the show notes at perimenopausalmamas.com. You can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love for you to subscribe and leave us a review and a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this episode. And please tell your perimenopausal mama friends about us too. Stay safe and healthy, everyone.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.